Now, the rest of the story. Beautiful young Anita Blair stood at her hotel room window, perspiration dotting her brow. It was the dead of night, and behind her, a fire was raging out of control. In front of her, it's 11 stories, straight down. And between Anita and certain death was a narrow iron stair, a fire escape. But could she, fearing high places as she did, could she possibly step out onto that lifeline of mostly air and descend to safety? Well, this is the rest of the story. Modern engineering has suffered two great embarrassments. The night the unsinkable Titanic sank, and the night 34 years later when Chicago's fireproof LaSalle Hotel caught fire. The blaze broke out in the small hours when the only guests awake were on the ground floor in the Silver Lounge. The panic that ensued was the stuff nightmares are made of. From below, firemen shouted, "Don't jump," to the terrified people gathered at high windows, and still many did leap to their deaths. One man tried to lower his wife to the ground on knotted bed sheets, but the makeshift rope was not long enough. The frightened woman was left dangling between an inferno and a fatal fall. Now we have Anita Blair. She's 23. She's visiting from El Paso, Texas. She's, in one sense, among the fortunate because there was a fire escape leading from her 11th floor window to safety. But on the other hand, she could never summon the courage to climb out that window, even if her life depended on it. Anita's best friend, named Fawn, was traveling with her, staying with her in the room, and Fawn had no fear of heights, as Anita did. Fawn was younger and more agile, could easily have crawled out onto the fire escape, made it safely to the street in a matter of minutes. But Fawn declined to go. Fawn refused to save herself unless she could also save Anita. So Fawn climbed out and stood there on what seemed like a thread suspended in midair. Looked back at her friend, and Fawn refused it to budge. She would wait for Anita as long as necessary. Inside the room now, smoke is pouring in from under the door. Surely both would die if Anita did not follow Fawn, and so she did. Trembling, Anita placed one foot on the thin platform of steel, and then the other, and one step at a time, the two of them climbed down, tongues of flame licking behind them. They climbed down. Well, I'll telescope the rest of this. 61 people died in that conflagration that night. It was June 5 of 1946. 61 died. More than 200 were injured. It was the worst hotel fire in our nation's history, a hotel which had boasted itself fireproof. And yet of all of the stories surrounding the historic tragedy, there is one I'll always remember of young Anita Blair and her friend Fawn, and a remarkable rescue. For as onlookers stood spellbound, gazing upward helplessly, watching hot red death pursue those two down the precarious fire escape, they saw life triumph for an El Paso woman named Anita, who was totally blind, guided by her best friend Fawn, her German Shepherd dog. And now you know the rest of the story.